Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
And good morning, Thursday, May 25, getting closer to the holiday weekend. People are talking about that in Muncie, Delaware County. Action taken last night, Muncie Fire Merit Commission. Weather for the holiday upcoming, seemingly perfect. And first Thursday is a week from today in downtown Muncie. We'll have an in-studio guest bottom of hour. I'm Steve Lindell on WMUN, pleased and proud to bring in the one and only Joey Chestnut right now, who is headed to, Newcastle, Indiana, for another chance at a world championship. Hello, Joey. Nice to meet you.
Oh, great to be on with you.
So you're going to eat some donut holes on Friday.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's coming up. It's tomorrow. I have the best job there is, and hopefully Will I walk away with a record?
Have you ever had Jack's Donuts?
I have. I've had some. Built a tolerance, which isn't hard. They go down easy.
Yeah, tolerance. You have to train for this, right? You have to get ready for these world championships that you're in.
Yeah, you have to make sure your body is prepared and it's comfortable with taking in and digesting a crazy amount. So I don't just walk into it. I make sure my body knows what it's getting into.
Jack's Donuts World Donut Hole Eating Contest returns to downtown Newcastle Friday, May 26th. I'm going to be there live for the carnage, I call it. It's going to be great fun. I don't know if you've seen this downtown park in Newcastle, Indiana, Joey, but boy, it's a really cool setup. You're going to like where you're sitting there up on the stage in front of everybody.
I've heard it's beautiful, and I'm looking forward to it.
Now, donut holes are just one of the many championships that you've been involved with. I'm aware of hot dogs. I'm aware of the shrimp cocktail. How many of these different kinds of foods and contests? Have you ever computed what you've done over time?
I think I still have 54 different world records from the contests, and I've done hundreds of these contests since I started doing it when I was 21.
How'd you get started? How did that happen?
I was doing everything right. I was getting my engineering degree at San Jose State, and my friend signed me up to an eating contest, and because I was the biggest eater in the dorms, and it just kind of. I didn't want to do it, kind of, because I was kind of ashamed of it. But as soon as the contest started, like, oh my God, I was made for this.
What was the first thing you ate at that contest?
Well, the first one was a lobster. It was a lobster eating contest. Oh my God! I was like 21 years old. I'd never eaten lobster before, and I was like, "Oh my God, this is amazing!" And I just I knew I found my calling.
Wait, if you had never eaten lobster before and you did that in that particular first contest, what if you happened to be allergic to shellfish? What the heck would have happened then, Joey Chestnut?
I would have been in trouble. I was young and naive. I didn't even know that was possible.
When you did the shrimp eating contest at St. Elmo's, not a sponsor, but they could be, in Indianapolis, did they tell you at first that you had to use the cocktail sauce too? Because that almost killed me the first time. I just had a side item, but you ate a whole bunch.
Oh, yeah. So get this. They told me about it, and they didn't really tell me it was like going to be ridiculous. Because I was from California. I'm from California.
Okay.
And I that's how I ended up falling in love with Indiana, and I ended up every year I'd come out for that contest. And when I first finally tried the cocktail sauce, it was like I thought it was a joke. I didn't know if I could do it. And I remember my first year doing it, I did like 6 pounds, and then
with the sauce, is that how that works?
Yeah. Yeah, but over the years I've built my tolerance, and now my record's like 19 pounds. So it's definitely gotten better.
My beautiful wife, Nancy, knew that I was going to be interviewing you today. We're both big fans, Joey. I'll just be honest. I mean, if we had Joey Chestnut T-shirts, we'd be wearing them right now in Muncie, Indiana, because we just are.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You're cool. And the hot dog thing, the Nathan's thing, I mean, I watch you on ESPN 9 or whatever channel they have it on every year. It's a big deal. But she had a suggestion that she wanted me to give to you. How about a wasabi eating contest? Would you consider that one?
It would be tough. Straight wasabi would be torture. I try not to do things that, like, there's been sometimes I get offers to do weird little contests like straight butter or mayonnaise, and I stay away from it. But as long as I try to keep it like normal food items.
I'm not a professional eater, Joey, by trade, like you are. Joey Chestnut, the guest on WMUN. He's in Newcastle, Indiana, Friday night for the World Donut Hole Eating Contest. Jack's Donuts, not just any donut hole. Are they cake or are they the other kind of donuts? Do you know?
Oh, these are the yeast style.
Okay. Are the cake or the yeast easier or difficult to eat a lot of?
I think the yeast ones are a little bit lighter than the cake. The cake, I think they're kind of, they're more like sponges.
Okay.
They just go in your body. So, they feel like they belong there.
Jeffrey Esper has the record, but you were not able to attend last year. 293 was Jeffrey Esper's record. So what do you predict for yourself?
Oh, man, we're going to be putting him down. I think that 300 mark is going to go down. 300 is 25 dozen. So that'd be awesome for somebody to break that.
And they're delicious, too. I mean, they're Jack's Donuts. Have you ever had a donut? Excuse me. Have you ever had an eating contest challenge where as you're sitting there, you're going, I don't really care for what I'm having here. Ugh.
Every once in a while.
Okay.
And it won't be donuts. Donuts won't make me cringe. But sometimes there's a flavor in the food that I'm eating. I'm trying to think back. I did a rib eating contest once. And I love ribs, whoever cooked them, they use some weird something in there.
Oh, I see.
Every bite, it was bothering me a little bit, so it slows you down.
I got you. Joey Chestnut's my guest. How many munch-down donut holes? He says 300 or more. How many people will compete? Do you know how many competitors you'll have on stage in Newcastle, Indiana, Friday?
Oh, I think it's going to be a packed table. I think we're expecting 15 people, and these are people from all over the country, from Boston all the way down to Florida, I think even Arizona. So it's going to be packed.
Wow. Downtown Newcastle, presented by Newcastle Main Street and Henry Community Health. And I look forward. I'm going to be there to do a remote broadcast for one of our stations. I hope I can maybe touch base with you. Before this thing, when you're in the countdown to the eating, do you get in a zone and you just can't be talked to? I mean, how does that work?
I'll be talked to. It's fine. It's actually good. It'll help get me excited, get amped up. I'll meet some other people out there. I'll walk around in the front of the front of the stage and tell people they can yell at me.
All right.
And if I get lazy, don't feel bad. You can yell at me and and the people can push me during the contest. And it's a ridiculous thing, but it's fun.
It is fun, and we're glad you're coming to Newcastle, Indiana. And last word to you for inviting everybody to come out and watch this on Friday. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, hope you guys can make it out. I think the contest eating starts at like 7 p.m., but I think there's going to be other things going on throughout the night, and I'm excited to make it out to Newcastle for the first time.
All right, great. Joey, nice to talk to you. Thanks for doing this, and I'll look forward to meeting you on Friday in Newcastle, Indiana.
I'll see you there. Bye-bye.
All right, awesome. Joey Chestnut on WMUN. I'm Steve Lindell, hosting the Daily Delaware County Today Talk Show. Mom listening in Minnesota, as is Roger, and I see Chicagoland. Hold on a second here. I'm looking on the map. This is Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Wow. Maybe somebody knows Joey Chestnut. Maybe this is the guy in the straw hat. There's a guy I met last year running the event. I called him the guy in the straw hat. He's like the MC. He's the organizer. He's like the manager of this tour. This is World Championship Eating. They go around the world, if so invited, to have these eating championships. And it's Donut Holes, Jack's Donut Holes, Friday, Newcastle, Indiana, to kick off the holiday weekend. I can think of no really better way to start the holiday weekend. By the way, the weather will be perfect and fantastic for that. and really everything else around East Central Indiana and a big chunk of this part of the U.S. We're going to get on to the weather and news summary and a lot more. Yes, there was a decision made in Muncie last night regarding the cheating scandal. We'll get to that straight ahead next on WMUN.
Our first addition to the new WMUN, the talk of Muncie, the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Back live at 8:19 on May 25th, Thursday morning, a week from now in downtown Muncie is Arts Walk, the Brink of Summer, I believe, event. Bottom of hour today, live in studio, Cheryl Crowder, booked as a guest from Muncie Downtown Development Partnership. To talk to you all about it, local news summary coming in a moment. Leading our news was last night's meeting of the Muncie Police Fire Merit Commission. They did meet last night, and I asked Mayor Dan Ridenour this morning if any action had been taken in relation to the cheating scandal, and he wrote to me via text, yes. He, MFD Captain Troy Delaney, will be placed on inactive status with pay until further noticed. He is not to report for work for any reason. He has until June 5 for his appeal process. After June 5th, things will adjust accordingly, unquote from Mayor Ridenour via text this morning. According to that investigation, Delaney coordinated a cheating scheme that was first uncovered through reporting from 13 Investigates. Bob Siegel was on earlier this week with us, in which he sent a group text involving some answers to all eight students in the January 2023 basic EMT certification course offered at the MFD Training Center. Delaney wrote to the organizers that were in charge of the investigation in late April to address the allegations levied against him, quote, "While I continue to deny the veracity of the allegations presented and do therefore disagree with the findings, I do hereby apologize for even the semblance of wrongdoing." That's one of our lead news items this morning. Lighter side of news, let's get a bit of a snapshot for what your day is shaping up to be today.
It's May 25th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Tap Dance Day. Tap dancing is one of America's most original dance steps, which dates back to the early 1800s. President George H.W. Bush signed the day into law in November of 1989. But the day is observed today to mark the birthday of one of the great tap dancers ever, Bill Bojangles Robinson. Also on this date, in 1961, President John F. Kennedy announced in front of a joint session of Congress his intention of putting a man on the moon and returning him to Earth by the end of the decade.
No single space project in this period will be more impressive to mankind or more important for the long-range exploration of space, and none will be so difficult or expensive to accomplish.
It was one of the greatest achievements in the history of America as the Apollo 11 mission landed on the moon in July of 1969. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN's Delaware County Today radio show, Steve Lindell hosting now the morning news summary, airing on several of our Wolf Boom radio stations in East Central Indiana this morning and now on WMUN. One of the busiest places you could be this weekend is at an airport.
You may have experienced or heard about massive delays and flight cancellations around holidays last year. Transportation Secretary and former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg says a lot of those issues have been cleaned up.
Each month we've seen cancellations under 2%. That's better than the 10-year average, and so far this May, we're seeing those numbers hold.
He says his agency is also doing what they can to make sure airlines provide proper customer service. The FAA is projecting more than 51,000 flights to take off this Thursday. Harrison Silcox, Network Indiana.
The fourth annual Summer Intern and Mentor Program with the Muncie Parks Department.
We are hiring 180 youth between the ages of 12 to 16. We'll be doing some mentor for the 12 and 13-year-olds, and then the youth that are 14 and 16, they'll be working at various sites. We're partnering with the YWCA, Second Harvest, just to name a few.
That's Programs Director George Foley. Hear the entire interview this week in Delaware County. First airs Saturdays 9 to 10 a.m. and on WMUN's Community Focus, Sunday 6:30 in the morning.
I'm Peter Killeen. 35-year-old Douglas Mabbitt identified as the person whose body was found in a dumpster in Anderson Monday. Officers called to 1304 Main Street at about 8 in the morning in reference to the body in the dumpster there. The investigation continues into how the body got inside.
For the first time since 2013-14, the IU men's basketball team led the Big Ten Conference in attendance this past year.
That ranking comes as no surprise to the Indiana men's basketball coach Mike Woodson, who said earlier this season,
"We got the best fans in college basketball. I mean, no doubt in my mind. I've seen it for 40-some years of my life. I mean, since I came in here in 1976, the fan base here has not wavered one bit."
In Woodson's first season, they finished second. They finished in the Big Ten in attendance, and he says they're eager to improve off of this past season where they lost in the round of 32 in the NCAA tournament. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
And over half of Americans believe that their soulmate is their pet. Recent survey found that 53% of pet owners believe that their furry friends know them better than anyone else in their life. And 45% of respondents share their deepest secrets with their pets. When Graham Rahal was picked to replace Stephen Wilson for the 500, Wilson said Rahal was the right choice.
Even though Wilson won't be able to run in this year's Indy 500, he has hope for the future.
"Now it's just focused on recovery, and you know, I'm already looking towards 2024 and trying to get back here to this race, and obviously this race means so much to me."
Wilson's team says the surgery will help stabilize the fractured area in his vertebrae. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
Pre-race starts 11 a.m. Sunday on WLBC. Yesterday, when I spoke to 5th District Congresswoman Victoria Spartz on WMUN's Delaware County Today, I asked the Republican if the growing list of R's running for president is a good thing.
"Don't underestimate the other side. They're going to unleash their machine full speed. So I think our candidate has to be ready, and you know, people will have choices. So choices are good. And really, you know, I'll be honest with you, we have a very long bench of good people. Look at the other side. They don't. You know, they really have the guy that should have retired long time ago."
Hear that conversation on This Week in Delaware County, this weekend on several Wolf Boom radio stations, first airing Saturday 9 a.m. on our WMUN.
I'm Peter Killeen. An Indianapolis woman sentenced to 2 years of incarceration for causing a crash on Interstate 69 nearly 9 years ago that claimed the life of her granddaughter. The Star Press reporting 50-year-old Donna Michelle Randolph had pleaded guilty. With credit for time already spent in jail and good behavior, she's scheduled to be released from the Delaware County Jail on Saturday.
While you hope to not get close enough to notice, one canine officer has a new safe and stylish vest.
Indiana State Police Canine Jet will be sporting new gear as he helps human officers fight crime. The vest will guard the pup against bullet and stab wounds. This gear was given to the organization by Vested Interest in Canines, Inc., a nonprofit that outfits law enforcing dogs around the country. So far, the charity has provided more than 5,000 vests to canines. You can learn more at viknines.org. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
And dog tags and go bags for homeless or near homeless veterans in Delaware County and surrounding, with hygiene supplies, some clothing, and more. The fundraising event, June 10, is at Yorktown's Legion from noon to 5. They're going to have a lunch for $10 a plate, a raffle, a flag retirement ceremony, and a band. The cheating scandal with test-taking for EMTs within the Muncie Fire Department. WTHR reporter Bob Siegel, your investigation started after receiving a packet of information.
Now, what came to us, it actually came to us a couple of months after that same information was sent to the Muncie Fire Department, that same packet of information, and was also sent to the National Registry, which conducts and oversees the testing. And investigations were started there. The same packet of information was also sent to the State Fire Marshal's office. My understanding is we were the last to get that packet of information, as was the National Registry and the State Fire Marshal's office.
From yesterday's WMUN Delaware County Today, he mentioned a meeting last night.
The Fire Merit Commission is going to meet in Muncie to decide what further action, if any, is going to be taken.
More now from my yesterday interview with WMUN's Delaware County Today in Carmel, Noblesville, and Muncie at town hall events What are people most concerned about? Fifth District Congresswoman Victoria Spartz.
A lot of concerns, the question we had, it was about the border security. A lot of people are concerned what's happening on our southern border, and it's a very serious situation. And I think we're playing politics with people's lives, you know, and this is a crisis inside the country, but also, you know, for a lot of people, you know, becoming enslaved to cartels and desperate people. So, and with drugs and human trafficking, child trafficking, very serious situations. So, you know, a lot of people had concerns, and I think, unfortunately, you know, this issue has been politicized instead of dealing with it.
It's called sextortion and becoming more common in Indiana, and experts want to make sure that you and your kids are safe.
Cyber criminals will sometimes manipulate your kids into sending them sexual images and then use that little hook to blackmail them into sending more. Doug Coons, who owns the private security firm Veracity in Indianapolis, says that it could also come from the sharing of images between kids in young relationships.
If you're sharing something with your boyfriend or girlfriend, they may or may not share that with other people, especially after you break up.
On Wish TV, he urges you to talk to your kids to make sure they understand the ramifications of what they post or share online. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
And when the Indy 500 starts, someone has to wave the green flag. The man who is going to do that this year.
Well, I'm not risking my life to prevent some rednecks from lighting a couple sticks on fire.
Actor Adam Driver. That audio from a movie he starred in called Black KK Klansman. Driver was also a U.S. Marine. Graduated from Juilliard, attended the University of Indianapolis, and grew up in Mishawaka. And you will hear the race on WMUN on Sunday, 11 a.m. pre-race coverage. I think they go green a little after 1. I can't remember what the plan is. It's great on the radio, though. Coming next, First Thursday Arts Walk, a week from today in downtown Muncie, Indiana. Sheryl Crowder booked as a guest. Coming up next on WMUN.
Live. Weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
And it feels like the brink of summer, which leads me to my next guest. Live on WMUN, it's 8:34 on May 25th, 1 week from today as we're sitting here right now. It's the Brink of Summer Arts Walk. Sheryl Crowder is in from Muncie Downtown Development Partnership. Hi, Sheryl.
Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, it has felt like summer a couple of times around here.
It has.
Weather has been great, and we're ready to ramp up another Hugungus event, right?
Yeah, it really is just kind of the kickoff of that summer season. We are just on the brink of it. Mm-hmm. So, well-titled event.
Absolutely.
Lots and lots of stuff going on within that event. Brink of Summer Arts Walk is sort of the umbrella for several other things that happen. Flower Hour, which is it's a small fundraiser for downtown. It helps with other events that we do throughout the year. It's a $20 ticket. You can get it online through our website, MuncieDowntown.org. Or you can buy it the night of the event. But it's a $20 ticket. There's a map with 10 different locations that will help you travel throughout downtown. And at every location, you gather a flower. And at the end of the night, you have this beautiful little bouquet. And that's sponsored by Normandy Flowers, Dandelions, and Miller's Flowers.
Very nice.
So they help to contribute to that event so that we can make a little extra money.
So you end up with a bouquet of flowers you've done the scavenger sort of a flower hunt, as it were. Yeah.
Exactly.
Pretty cool.
It's beautiful for downtown. There are people walking around with flowers, and everybody's happy, and it's just a lot of fun.
When aren't people happy in downtown Muncie? Oh, come on.
It is the happy place.
It's a constant thing. Yes. Things happen at Cannon Commons and throughout downtown Muncie.
Yes.
I think this is also the YART event.
It is, and that is a huge part of the event itself. I talked to Moth Danner yesterday, who is the queen of the YART scene and has been for many, many, many years. And I think she said that she had 155 artists signed up right now.
Wow.
So we did do an emergency street closing. The last block of Walnut Street where Cannon Commons is located will be closed that evening just for the artist and the and visitors' safety.
Okay, very good. I sent a note to Moth this morning, as a matter of fact, inviting her on to talk about the YART portion.
Good.
Hopefully in the days early next week to... That's a really great thing, first of all, to find something unique and different and homemade and almost always handmade and support
so
local artists.
Variety, so much variety. Lots of different not-for-profit organizations as well talking about what they do. Well, they'll also be there. And the Cornerstone Center for the Arts has really started to elevate their game on First Thursdays, too.
Yes.
Deborah Dargu has really taken a hold of that and lifted that up. And so there are a lot of choices at that end as well. So I like, we really, you can travel all of downtown on a particularly Brink of Summer Arts Walk and find something at just about every corner.
Yeah, the all-encompassing event here, folks, if you're not familiar, the first Thursday of every month, there is something happening in downtown Muncie to celebrate arts and art galleries and merchants and downtown Muncie. I'm sort of just broad sweeping explanation here. But twice a year, there's the amped up, to use your wording, Cheryl Crowder, versions. There's the one in the fall, which is always a big to-do.
In October,
but yes. This is the one of the Brink of Summer Arts Walk, which is the first Thursday in June, which is a week from today as we're sitting here. A couple of random questions here. Will Dale Basham be singing at any portion? Sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. Is he on the schedule at all, to
He's
your knowledge?
He's not on the schedule. It doesn't mean he won't be singing somewhere.
Yeah, he will. He will. What other pieces and parts about that event that night do you want to share?
So we have lots of live music. We also have performances from Muncie Ballet Studio. Lisa Love just finished her Oz show with the kids, so I'm hoping that maybe we'll see some pieces from that. We put up the Maypole, even though it's June. And the little girls are just, but it's still a celebration, so it works within our celebration. George Wolf and his America's Hometown Band group will be down here. We have a group from Portland called the Harmony Singers who will also be on stage. The Aerial Annex, the girls that do the silks.
Oh, yeah.
Will also be in the middle of Cannon Common, so... The yard surrounding the perimeter of Cannon Commons, and then lots of activity and music inside.
All right, very good. Anything else about that night that we want to make sure to tell everybody?
I think that's probably the bulk of it.
Okay,
I did want to mention, too, though, that Saturday is the Downtown Car Show.
This Saturday?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
No. On the 3rd, June 3rd.
Okay. The following Saturday. Correct. From after this event.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So that'll be the third year. Troy Waters puts that show together. And we kind of coordinate and help each other facilitate a little bit with that. But that is Saturday, June 3rd as well. So it's going to be a big kickoff. After Hours Art Reels.
Okay.
Also happen on Thursday evening after First Thursday is over.
Okay, same night when it's dark enough. Okay, good.
Yes, and we show those on the Old National, the Northwest Bank wall.
Okay.
We have a lot
of banking friends in Muncie.
We do. From the Fickle Peach. So you can have a little beverage and watch the movie, and it's What About Bob is the movie. So that kind of kicks off the season. That'll continue throughout the summer, every first Thursday at dusk from the Fickle Peach.
All right, free.
Yeah, everything is free except for that little flower hour event.
The YART stuff is not expensive either. It's designed in that fashion by Moth and everybody that's involved with
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Everything's under $40.
Fantastic.
So it's accessible to anyone.
All right. Yeah. All things Muncie Downtown Development. How best for our listeners to seek ye out?
All the info is at downtownmuncie.org. And the first drop-down column gives you all of the events, and if you click on it, it'll take you to more specific details for each one.
All right. Cheryl Crowder, drink your coffee. I mean, you've got a brand new WWN
mug.
I got a brand new cup.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Those are collector cups. People want those. No doubt about it. Those sell on the open market for about $1 a piece.
The cup might be nicer than the coffee. No.
I made the coffee, so that does not surprise me. This is Delaware County Today, and we have more to come in a moment, going till the top of the hour, 8 to 9 a.m. every day on WMUN.
Weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m., Hear what Muncie's talking about on Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Personally, as a human being, but also as a broadcaster and radio person, am bullish on Muncie and Delaware County. Like so many other cities and towns and counties and states and whatever, challenges happen. Challenges always occur. It's part of life. But wow, there is a lot of upside happening in our midst right now.
Yeah, future's bright. I think that the amenity things that you see around just this community are amazing.
Judd Fisher is my guest, the president and CEO of the Ball Brothers Foundation.
Woof Boom Radio uses our voice to build your community. On the Talk of Muncie, the new WMUN. People are talking about the all-new WMUN, the Talk of Muncie. And this is the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
And Emily Guffey on the Axia Command Center Control Board, Thursday, May 25. We've got a lot more to cover, including last night, the big national story that they talked a lot about ramping up to it. I didn't watch for it, but apparently it did not go well.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Well, it seemed like a good idea at the time. Ron DeSantis launching his presidential campaign with a friendly chat with Elon Musk on Twitter. What could go wrong? Everything, as it turned out, an unmitigated disaster. The servers kept crashing. Nobody could hear their voices. For Musk, it had to be a humiliation. For DeSantis, he knew it would become a metaphor, the whole botched effort for the launch of his presidential campaign. Finally, after an excruciating half hour, they got it up on a live stream, but lost half their audience in the process. Now, DeSantis and Musk spent a lot of time heaping praise on each other. It did very much sound like an endorsement. And they spent a lot of time bashing the media. Musk told DeSantis there was no shortage of hit pieces on you in the press. DeSantis said the legacy media, they're in their little bubble. Musk said, and they have become totally hysterical. Just wait till you read the stories today to see how hysterical they are over this launch. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
WMUN, Delaware County Today, May 25, there is an elevated fire weather risk this afternoon and Friday afternoon. In fact, an elevated risk Friday through Wednesday is forecast by the National Weather Service. Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour typically makes a weekly comment or two on what he calls the community update. We bring you back, I think, to Wednesday earlier this week.
Also, this week is Public Works Appreciation Week. The Public Works team at the City of Muncie is less than 20 people. It's much smaller than most people think or realize. We do, we contract out some of the work that we can pay for, but we also do a lot of the work ourselves. This crew is out working hard each and every day, mowing, working on the roundabouts, the streets, keeping things cleaned and paved and patched. And we appreciate all the efforts that they've done. We have stepped up that activity, and things that had not been being done internally are now being done internally by that department. We're very proud that we've created a concrete crew. And they're finishing up some work in Robinwood today. This is a section, it's a concrete section of the road that has been a challenge. In previous years was patched with asphalt. It just didn't work, so we've ripped it out. It's been a multi-week project, but we've put it in with our own crews. We have paving being done by contracted crews currently as the other crews are out doing concrete work. But we also held a breakfast this morning in appreciation of all the work that they're doing, because this crew is doing things that in the past they had not been doing. We've bought our own milling machine, our own paving machine. We've recreated, the concrete crew did exist previously, years ago, but we've reinstituted that crew, and we're doing some of this work around town ourselves. It does save us quite a bit of money. The work that they're doing continues to accomplish our goals, which is to help improve our streets and our city. And we even have a full-time person working in and around the downtown area to make sure that it is maintained in a proper way going forward. So just, it's Public Works Appreciation Month. I know that there's a lot that needs to be done. But I know how hard they're working, and on behalf of me, this administration, and most city employees, thank you to the Public Works team for what you're doing. And I would hope that that you all feel the same way, and you want to thank them for the efforts that they're putting out there and the additional work that they're doing that they had not been doing in previous years. Yesterday, we had a very successful solar eclipse meeting. This was held at AMA, the Aeronautical Model, the Academy of Model Aeronautics, out on the east side of the city. If you're interested in getting involved or getting more information, there will be an April total solar eclipse weekend coming up, and you can contact the communications director, Michelle Owen. Her email address is mowen@muncie.in.gov. Again, that's mowen@muncie.in.gov. And she can get you full details so that you can help participate and or at least know what's going on. Some upcoming events. This is a big weekend for Indiana. But this Saturday is a 24-hour overnight catfish tournament that will be held at Prairie Creek Reservoir. It's hosted by Catfish Pirates, and it will be 24 hours. All the proceeds of this event, which include free food and raffles, will be there to benefit veterans. So we greatly appreciate what they're doing, and we hope they have great success. Also on Saturday is the Corn-Fed Roller Derby. There's a Corn-Fed Roller Derby bout at the fairgrounds. Just keep in mind that that is our own Delaware County team. We're very proud of them, and we hope they have a great season. Obviously, the Indy 500 is coming up on Sunday. That's the world's largest single-day sporting event. On Saturday night is the Little 500 at Anderson Speedway. So there are a lot of great things going on in our area, a lot of people in from out of town. And finally, on Monday, I just want to remind everybody that this is Memorial Day. Monday is Memorial Day. We're grateful for all that the veterans have done. And all those active service members that we have. There are a couple events that we have here in Muncie each and every year. One is at, there's two services, one at 9 a.m. at Heakin Park on the south edge by the Veterans Memorial there. And the other is at 11 a.m. at Beech Grove Cemetery. So would welcome those who want to show their support of veterans to come on out to either of those services that we will have on Monday. So hope you have a great and safe holiday weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour from his social media post from earlier this week. On Delaware County Today, WMUN, Steve Lindell here. Ball State Baseball beat the Chippewas 7-6 last night. They'll play today, 6 p.m., with the regular season champs, Kent State, who beat Ball State at home, that home finale of the weekend, so the Cardinals are mad. All right, how about this? Resumes for dogs?
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Students in New Mexico that wrote resumes to help shelter dogs find their forever homes makes today's Dean's List. Teachers at Polk Middle School in Albuquerque came up with a brilliant idea on how to bring attention to the four-legged friends at the Animal Care Center. The shelter sent photographs and notes about each pet, and the students in Miss McCrady's class wrote why they should be adopted in the animal's own words. Then they decided to create resumes listing all the skills and tricks that would make each dog a suitable family member, such as uses doggy door, stays on command, and comes when called.
As soon as I was assigned a dog, I changed my mind that and thought that it would be fun because I would get to learn more about a dog I haven't even met.
Since then, several of the dogs have been adopted thanks to the caring, kind, creative kids in Miss McCrady's class. By the way, you all made today's Doggy Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
And on WMUN, this final item, best line from NPR coming. Historical rules only work until they stop working.
The Brett Baer Minute.
In the nation's capital, negotiations continue as Congress and President Biden look to reach a deal on the debt ceiling before the June 1st deadline. Fox News contributor, national political correspondent for NPR, Mara Liasson. It seems like they're going to get there. It always seems like they're far apart and the cliff is hanging. but they get there. There could be a time, though, well, when Chicken Little, the sky does fall.
Yeah, you know, historical rules only work till they stop working. And everybody thinks, since they've always avoided disaster in the past, that a lot of this is just performative and they're going to get there this time. Well, maybe not. You've got a different Republican House this time. There are a lot of Republicans who've said publicly, including Donald Trump, that maybe default isn't so terrible. Go ahead and default. Maybe it's just a bunch of fake news from the elites about how bad it would be if we did default. And there doesn't seem to be a face-saving off-ramp in sight yet.
I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.
On WMUN's Delaware County Today, Taylor Baseball World Series starts today in Idaho. Good luck. Taylor Women's Golf lost yesterday, missed the cut by 3 shots at the NAIA National Championships. What a season that was. We have more to cover today and every day. Stay with us on social media, facebook.com/WMUN Radio. The website is WMUNMuncie.com. To listen live worldwide, you can also use the Alexa command, play WMUN. For my producer, Emily Guffey, great job as usual. I'm Steve Lindell, host, back tomorrow morning. For the Friday morning, stand by for the holiday weekend with Delaware County Today on WMUN.